To find the bees at Concord's Courtyard Marriott Conference Center, you'll have to resort to unusual methods. Prop a ladder against the side of the building and start climbing.
Be good to go.
Up top is a beekeeper, who's also the father of the Marriott's general manager.
My name's Al Bissonnette, and this is a trade that I've been doing all my life. We have three hives here on the roof, and there's probably around 20,000 bees in a box.
Rooftop beekeeping is hardly new. In dense urban areas, hives are sprinkled all over. There's even one on the roof of NPR's headquarters in D.C. But the Marriott grounds have plenty of space, so why the elevation?
So when the bee starts to 60 feet out before he gets to any door entrances, it starts to fly up to the roof because they're loaded with honey coming in and pollen and nectar. You know, they just need to get that going, you know, like a plane taking off the airport.
Last year, the hotel's management decided they wanted to produce their own honey, but were worried about guests getting too close to the buzzing hives. By putting them on the roof, the hotel ensures their guests will never have to confront a bee on their way into the lobby. Bissonnette checks on the bees about once a week. He starts by sending little puffs of smoke wafting into the hive.
Just let them know we're mean business.
Smelling the smoke, the bees instinctively start to drink up the honey they've stored, and all plumped up, they become docile. This is Concord honey. The bees are feeding on the cornfields across the river, ornamental flowers, and vegetable gardens all across the city.
Well, it's the color of the honey, alfalfa and clover, and down the Cape, cranberry honey down there. In Pittsfield, I had some hives, and that honey was pure white. And we think that was off a lot of the lily pads.
This honey is also pesticide-free, which, in the age of varroa mites and other bee diseases, means sometimes they have to start from scratch.
These three hives, we lost them all last year.
Back down the ladder in the kitchen of the conference center, where workers are slicing cantaloupe for fruit trays, executive chef Trish Taylor trots out their raw, unpasteurized honey for a taste test against standard clover honey.
What do you think?
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah. Big difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's kind of hard to explain what it is. It's sort of just like there's other stuff going on in there.
It's Concord honey, and this year, the Marriott hopes to produce enough to supply all of its needs all year long. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.